Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we got to catch up with Melody. She was having a conversation with her husband about not having his parents over right after their baby is born. She wants to have this time just to them, and we were trying to coach her up because her husband's being like a stickler about this, really wants his mom's all up in your all's mix. So, Melody, did you all have a conversation, you and your husband, this weekend?
We did, and I just want to thank you all because you really empowered me to be able to have this conversation with him. So I did talk to him, and he still wasn't willing to let his to not have his parents stay with us.
Really? I'm just curious. Like, can you give us a little bit of your side of the conversation and that the feeling and the fact that he still wasn't able to, like, waver?
Yeah, you know, I really took in you guys' advice. I told him, like, you know, this is our time. I really need your support as my husband. You know, we're establishing our family, and I think that we just need time with ourselves and our new baby without your parents being here. It's just going to put a lot of additional stress on me, and if you could just support me through this, that would be great. And he says that they are also his family and that they should never feel unwelcomed in our house. And it's not that I want them to feel unwelcome. I just don't want them here.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. All right, so, wow. All right, so after that conversation, you guys are kind of at a stalemate. So does that mean his parents are going to stay?
No. So here's what happened. Ooh. So after that conversation, I was really stressed out about it. So I called my mom because she's my rock. And after telling her what's happening, she was like, okay. And we got off the phone. I felt a little better. And she was like, look, Melody, it's going to be okay. I talked to her a little while later, and she's like, it's handled. And I was like, what did my marvelous mother do? So I was very confused. And she said that she actually called my mother-in-law, and she said that, you know, she heard that they were coming to town. She was really excited that they were coming, and that she noticed that we were just a little stressed and overwhelmed, and then she suggested that they stay with her.
Shut up.
Wow.
And my mother-in-law said, oh my God, I would love to be, you know, I would love to stay with you all. So she still felt welcomed, so I can't believe that my mom was able to fix this. And my husband was a little annoyed when he found out what happened, but I could not be more grateful and thankful for my mom for fixing the situation.
Dude, mom, well, yeah, but you were both mom of the year. And I'm glad you're like, I feel like that made me a little nervous because, I mean, that was going to go one of two ways. It could have went horribly bad or the way that it went for you guys, and I'm so glad it did. That way you still have, like, your sanctuary. You're going to be able to have your own peace in your own home. But then his parents are going to be right down the road and can come visit and see their grandbaby and then go stay at somebody else's house. And then your mom can, like, be the consummate host and, like, dote on them. This is, like, a huge win-win for everybody.
It really is. I was so nervous, but the conversation I had with you all last week really just helped me, like, understand that I wasn't crazy. I just didn't know if I was being hormonal, you know?
No. No, I mean, having guests adds stress to anybody. And now put on the fact that you're going to be having a brand new baby, your first baby. I think any person in their right mind would understand that it's not like you were trying to be mean or selfish by not wanting your in-laws to stay there. I think any like reasonable person would understand that that would add a level of stress. And that's the last thing you want to do with, you know, two people who just brought a brand new baby home.
I'm still a little hung up on the fact that you said that your husband's kind of annoyed by this situation. Like, you would think he'd be relieved. Like, oh God, we can get him out of the house. We don't have to host him. Is he like a mama's boy by chance?
Check the words out of my mouth.
He doesn't want mama to step in when things get hard and when the baby's crying. He doesn't have his mom to come in and take care of him.
Yeah, exactly. And oftentimes he's the baby crying. So yes, I think he said that his mom's not going to be here, but he will be fine. I think he will understand once we have our permanent guest, our new baby. Yes. I think he'll really understand that we need this time together as a family. We really do.
I always thought as a guy, being pregnant and having a baby was like the trump card in a relationship. You just got to give it up. But the fact that you weren't being seen and you weren't being heard, and normally I would be hesitant to know that mom jumped in, but I think that was a perfect time for mom to jump in and handle business and get some things done for you in a way that it didn't affect anybody, but it helped everybody. I think it was perfect.
Yeah.
Shout out to moms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. Well, okay. So, yes, be serene. Just keep the stress away and hope you have a very, very uneventful delivery.
Thank you so much. And I can't thank you enough for your help. I really, really appreciate it.
Congratulations again, Melody.
Thank you so much.
The Burt Show.